Hey, you're listening to the Debt-Free CEO podcast, where you'll learn ways to manage your finances in your personal or business life to set you on the path to debt-free and on to financial freedom. I'm Megan, your debt-free finance coach, former high school math teacher, now a debt-free entrepreneur. In 2021, I paid off $53,000 worth of debt in 12 months so that I could walk away from the classroom. Whether you're on the path to debt-free or looking for ways to manage your finances better, you're in the right place. Walking the path to financial freedom doesn't have to be lonely. We're in this together. Hey friends, welcome back to the Debt-Free CEO podcast. Today, we're going to be chatting with Cassandra. She's a certified coach and healer and intuitive business coach. So say hello.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here. Go ahead and tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I'm from Toronto, Canada. Like Megan said, I'm a certified coach and healer and intuitive business coach. And what really lights me up is just helping people to create a more fulfilling lives and impactful businesses. I'm also a podcast host as well. So I'm so excited. Megan's going to be on a guest on the podcast. It's called Fulfilled Female Entrepreneur, which we talk all about fulfillment and create a stage for people like Megan to share their zone of genius to help you to create more fulfilling lives and businesses. I also released a book a few years ago called Now What? Create the Clarity to Achieve Your Dreams, which really helps you navigate those now what moments of uncertainty, feeling that call for more and needing that clarity for what is next in your journey. So it's a little.
I love that so much. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in business and kind of what you do and how you help your clients.
Yeah. So from a young age, I felt like this big call to make a difference in the world. And I had no idea what that meant. I went to school for psychology and halfway through my degree, I had this now what moment of feeling that there was more for me than the traditional kind of schooling system. So I ended up getting in the family business of insurance, you know, feeling like I'll make a lot of money and then I'll make a difference. But as I was in Africa doing a trip in which I was volunteering at an after-school program with kids, I just fell in love with mentorship. And I was like, it kind of started to get into my energy field of the possibility for that. Funny enough, I kind of fell into the personal development world, went deep in my own life. And I realized this could be the way that I could make a change on the world and make an impact doing something that I was really passionate about. So now I've been in the industry for 5 years, and I really love to take a very holistic approach to my coaching with doing very workshop style type of calls to help people to take those practical steps, but also incorporating a little bit of my intuitive side with meditations and card readings and using all of these intuitive tools that I've used in my own life to help me find clarity and to get in the flow to help me make the impact that I'm making.
It's crazy to me because I feel like we have similar stories where we went to school for something and then we went into our career field and we're like, okay, I'm not being fulfilled here. My cup is so empty at the end of the day. I'm exhausted. This is not what I want to be doing. And so it's cool that you have found this space and have been able to use the things that you're still passionate about and that you love to do in a new type of form. Let's get started a little bit because I want to learn a little bit about you and your business. And so I have a question. What financial challenges have you come across in life and in business or both, whatever you want to share about?
Yeah. So I think getting into the industry, I was developing myself so much that I invested in anything and everything that I felt like drawn to, which I think is really kind of common in the coaching industry because there's a big part of it. And I feel like we're slowly kind of shifting out of it now. But this like scarcity marketing of, you know, this is like the special deal or for this time only, or you get these bonuses. So I felt like I invested in everything in the beginning when I was trying to figure out my niche and who was going to help and how I was going to help them. That affected my finances because I racked up my credit card a little bit higher than I guess I should have just because I got caught up in all of that and it was all for the best. But as I was getting my footing, how I was going to make an impact in the world, the returns weren't 10xing yet, let's just say.
And I feel like people fall into like they're on two different sides. They're either I'm not investing a single penny, so I'm just going to sit there and work my butt off and have no mentorship, no guidance, no nothing, or I'm going to invest too much, spend way too much money, and I'm not necessarily get the benefit that I'm looking for right now and kind of went too far and too headed.
over heels. And so finding that happy balance of, okay, I'm at this place in my business and in my walk of life, I have this much financially that I can put toward that. And so just balancing that decision making and processing that can be challenging. I mean, you said you've been there. I know I've been there, where I've been on both sides of the spectrum, where I just have to sit there and like really evaluate, you know, what I want to get out of this, what I'm trying to spend money on, and find that middle ground. So I love that you shared that, because it's such a common struggle. It's such a common thing that happens in the world, especially with coaching, and where you get some of those coaches too that are encouraging people to make bad financial decisions where they can't afford it. And they're like, hey, it's okay. Just put this on a credit card. You're this $5,000 program, whatever it is. You can pay it off later because you're going to make so much money by joining this program. And it's like, oh my gosh, we've got to stop doing that. It gives coaches a bad name and a bad rep. And it's not smart. It's not ethical. My goodness. I don't want to go too far deep into that, but I'm sure you can understand what I'm talking about.
Totally, yeah.
So how have you used your skills in your business and what you've learned to help you overcome those challenges, kind of like finding that middle ground?
Yeah, kind of going inward and using my intuitive guidance system and gift to kind of tune in of, is this the right time for it? So it might not be whether or not this offering could help me and support my business, but is this the right time for it? Because I think, like, I just was rushing time instead of kind of going inward and like letting the noise settle out there and going inward to make those decisions. So I think, yeah, going inward when making financial decisions, using that internal guidance system that we all have, is really powerful. And that's really allowed me to, you know, slow it down a little bit and say, okay, this is now, this is next, this is later. When it comes to that, and with creating that space of kind of doing things one at a time, or having not as much of a full plate, that has allowed me to go deeper and to reap the rewards of what I invested in more than filling my plate too much just because I was caught up in the this time, one time only type of marketing.
Yeah. So how do you actually look inward? Because it's easy to just make decisions on what we feel and what we want to do. But to really like sit there and reflect and to look deep inside our heart and what is going on there. How do you do that? How do you guide people on helping people do that?
So in the spiritual world, they talk about things of like pendulums, right? Of like seeing what directions it goes. But I've kind of really tapped into using myself as a pendulum and what they call muscle testing. Have you ever heard of that before? Muscle testing?
No.
Okay. So our body knows the answers. Like, it's just something naturally within us. So kind of the way to kind of walk through it is, our body will show us yes and our body will show us no. So like, I guess on your own time, when you're listening to the replay, or everyone that's listening to this, you can give this a try standing up and ask your body, show me yes, and just see which way your body naturally leans. So for me, I like naturally lean forward, and then I ask my body, like, show me no. And for me, I naturally lean backward. It could be side to side. It could be spinning in a specific way. So you can test it with other things, like what your name is or what country you're in. And you'll start to see these patterns of the way your body naturally leans. So if I'm about to make a decision, I'll ask myself, like, should I be investing in this program now? And just see how my body leans. And I know it's kind of funny and woo-woo to hear this, but if you give this a try, I can assure you, if you get out of your head and you just play, kind of take a playful energy, you have that. Yeah. So it's like backed by science. It's not just this crazy woo thing, but it's just our body knows, our intuition knows. It's kind of like similar of when you walk into a room and you get the best feeling ever. You're like, oh, I love this place. I want to come back here. This is my favorite restaurant. I love the vibe. Versus when you walk into a room and it's very eerie in energy and you're like, oh, I need to get out of here. It's kind of that same thing, but you're letting your body to show you instead of your mind and kind of getting up in the mental chatter.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to even practice of like, what should I have for breakfast this morning? Should I have tea or coffee this morning? Should I have eggs or should I have pancakes? Like, I found like the more that I start to practice that in the little things, the time there was the bigger decisions to make about how I wanted to invest my time, energy, and money. When I would use that, I would get this quick innate answer just based on my inner knowing without getting too up in the chatter.
Yeah. Having that clarity. And I think that's something too that takes time. And I say this because I have a good gut. So when it comes to decision making, I'm like, what does my gut say? And I'm like, okay, follow the gut. I have a good gut. And I asked my husband, I'm like, okay, what does your gut say? He's like, I don't know. Like, he doesn't. I'm like, well, if you have a good gut, you follow your gut. And he's like, I don't know. I don't have one. And so I think it takes time to develop all of the things that you're saying to develop that confidence in that mindset to be able to make those decisions and be like, okay, no, this is what I need to do. But intuition plays a lot into it. And just that feeling, that initial feeling that you get when you think about something is good, but it's something that is also takes time to develop because a lot of people second guess themselves and a lot of people doubt themselves. And so building that confidence within can be helpful. So that was awesome. Yeah. I have never done that before, but I
can even say you can do it with your hands. Like okay. You can say, show me yes, like kind of intertwine your fingers. You can even do it here and just say, show me yes. And see, like I remain tension, right? And then say, show me no. And it opens and I'm not like manipulating it. Try it.
Yeah.
Feel. So then you can say like, my name is Megan and just see how your body responds. And then say, my name is Cassandra and see how your body responds. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
That's like another like simple way that, you know, that will allow you to. But I love that tool because it's innate and your mind can't really get in the way.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome. Okay. Well, that was great. And let's shift just a little bit here. How have you helped your clients have a more fulfilling business? Because I know that is one of your big, big things that you focus on.
Yeah, I really help people get to the clarity of like what lights them up in this moment so that they can do something that lights them up in this moment. And through that exercise, I kind of help them connect to the past, right? The past in which, you know, you've gone through things for your growth, because I work primarily with coaches. We all go through things for our soul's growth. And for people that are meant to step into these leadership roles to make a change in the world, that happens for us so we can better understand our clients so that we can lead and share what we've done to create that transformation. So I help them get to the root of what it is they want to focus on now and sharing and creating that ripple effect and allowing them to step into that, you know, excitement of it all and really getting to this powered in state of being like, yes, all these things happened for me. Wow, I transformed it. And now I feel like I'm at a place where I can help people do the same. So that clarity piece is huge. And then kind of getting into this like state of what fulfillment would look like for them and creating that vision for themselves and working through some of the subconscious blocks that we have. Because to do big things outside of our comfort zone, the fears are going to come in, the doubts, the imposter syndrome. So really allowing them to release those things, those bricks in your backpack, if you will, to be able to allow them to take those steps so that they can create more fulfillment for themselves. Because I find like the biggest things with people that kind of stop them for stepping into that and creating that business or creating that passion project really comes to like clarity and confidence and the know-how of the steps. So that's really, I really like to primarily focus on.
And do you feel like you learned a lot of that from your own personal experience? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember loving personal development, starting my business, focusing on like productivity and like goal setting. And like, I remember launching and I didn't get the response that I wanted from when I started. And then I started to realize like, oh, I have this intuitive gift. And, you know, like I would pull like angel cards for myself. And one day, for whatever reason, I felt drawn to pull some for my clients and they loved it. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, let's play with this more. Let's incorporate meditations. And so all these little pieces started to uncover. And the more that I started to share what was transforming my life in that moment, that's when things started to become more fulfilling for me. And my business started to go off in like a more expansive direction and impactful direction.
And you bring up a good point too, because it's funny how when we try to do stuff that's not aligned or what we're meant to be doing, how we don't get anywhere. We don't go where we're supposed to be going until we, you know, take a second and realize and just like see things from a bigger picture of, okay, I'm not supposed to be on this path. I'm supposed to be doing XYZ instead. And that sounds like that's kind of what happened with you here. And so it's just cool that we can see, you know, very clearly how when we're not supposed to be doing something and how that impacts everything going forward.
Yeah, totally.
How might you help someone who's seeking clarity on decisions in business and even in financial decisions? And you kind of touched on this earlier, but I want to touch on it again just a little bit more.
So I think it's getting into an empowered state. So like doing whatever makes you feel powerful and excited and at ease and connected to yourself and out of your head and kind of into your heart or into your body or whatever that may be for you. So going for a walk might excite people, or doing a workout or doing a meditation or whatever that may be, being in that state. And then asking you, like, if nothing could stop me, if I could snap my fingers and have everything I wanted, what would that be? What would that be if it could just be easy? Would it be if I acted in spite of my fears? So starting to kind of focus on the vision of it all, and then bridging the gap with the steps, and then bridging the gap with the blocks, because clarity is understanding the vision, but it's also clearing out the mental chatter. So it's really unpacking, okay, you know what? To be able to achieve that, here are all the buts that are coming up for me. Like, let's focus on all of these. Let's focus in on why we have doubts. And maybe that's because we would doubt ourselves and not feel confident in our decisions. Because maybe when we were kids, our parents used to, you know, feel like they were a big part of our decision process or whatever it is. We like unpack it and really go to the root and go to the subconscious and go into the habits in which it's showing up for us. So really unpacking that all. But then in the small, like day-to-day decisions, I think it's also focus. You know, if people are moms, if people are working a 9-to-5 and creating their business at the same time, life can be full. So it's making things like small baby steps tangible to create that snowball effect to get them going. So I think clarity is much more than understanding alone the vision. I think there's so many different pieces and parts to it that I like to unpack with them.
Well, I like that you didn't just say to like, we're going to have a vision. I want you to dream big. And I want you to believe. And that's going to be enough. And that's what's going to get you to point A to point B, because that's what some people will tell you. And it's just not very realistic. Instead, you're like, yes, I'm giving you a space to dream and have a vision. And then I do understand that there's going to be roadblocks and obstacles that you're going to come through. Let's look at them and let's figure out how we're going to navigate them to get you through this vision and to this vision. So I love that you pieced both of those together.
Thank you.
So what impact do you think that mindset has on business and life decisions? And then how can we shift our mindset to help us achieve our big goals?
Mm-hmm. Clarity is key. Clarity is key. If you have so much mental chatter that's going on, we can be on this merry-go-round, right? Mm-hmm. Of like this cycle that we keep ourselves on. It is so key to our success to know where we're going, to understand with self-awareness what our blind spots are, and to have some baby steps to go through. I talk about the circle and start method in my business, which is really about looking at the big vision that you want to have and then reverse engineering your steps as small as possible. So making a master list of emptying your mind. So for example, it's like, okay, you know what? I want to create a website. What are all the things, if you hypothesize, again, in this high vibe after coming back from a walk or doing a meditation, what are all the baby steps that I would need to do to create a website? Okay, I would need to figure out my brand colors. I would need to plan out my photo shoot. I would need to find a photographer, whatever it would be, dumping them all on there. And then I like to say, you number the first three, you circle the first one, and you start. Because the how is what stops people. But here, you have the how. It's only a matter of numbering them off and crossing them off as you continue. So I feel like that helps us to achieve success, because the clarity, the focus are what stops people most, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's been a game changer for me and my clients.
And some people just struggle to write that kind of stuff down. And I don't know if it's they're not list people, they're not writing people. I'm a list person, so I will write a list for anything. And I don't know if it's because I want to just check it off or if it really helps my brain. But my husband, he's very polar opposite of me and is not super list oriented or writing oriented. And so he will get stuck on, I need to build a website. And then he'll just be like, I need to build a website. I need to build a website. But then I have all these things I need to do and I don't. Okay, so I'm not going to build a website because it just seems like it's too overwhelming and too complicated. But if he was able to implement the strategy that you just said right there, he would be able to break down everything into smaller chunks and then be able to move forward. And so that's helpful for so many people. And I feel like, too, do you work with a lot of people that have ADHD, or do you know if they have ADHD? Some people are very like vocal. I have ADHD and mm-hmm. I struggle and I need help with XYZ.
Yeah, I do have clients that, you know, have an inkling that they are, or I've been diagnosed, and I feel like that has helped them.
I was going to say the same thing, because like their chatter up here is a lot heavier or a lot more than somebody that doesn't have ADHD's chatter in their brain.
Yeah, how I tweaked that for them was writing the master list, but then making like a separate piece of paper with the three so they wouldn't get so overwhelmed by all
that. That's so smart. That's smart. Oh my gosh, I love that. Instead of having them do it, because then they're going to see the 20 things that they need to do and they're like, okay. Wow, that's a lot. Oh, that's genius. And then giving them, hey, there's your first three. Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah, write your three step, some are separate, or even people that are kind of like anxious or get easily overwhelmed. That's why I say, keep this as your master list, you know, post this some, like put this at a significant place in your desk that you're not going to miss it. And then just focus on your three. And then when those things are checked off, take another three and write them separately.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, because I feel like I work with a lot of people that have ADHD too, and that is one of their big struggles, is just trying to clear that mental chatter in their brain. And so helping them get out of here and getting it onto paper so that they're able to actually move the needle forward is very, very powerful. So I love that little tip.
Thanks.
Well, what is your biggest piece of advice for someone who is seeking fulfillment in life and in business both?
Something that I've really learned the past few years is fulfillment is not a destination, and fulfillment and achievement don't have to solely be intertwined. So I really recommend to my clients that you look for fulfillment in the small moments, right? It makes the journey so much more fun.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the journey so much more easeful, and they're not going to have this pressure, right? Because often if we're like, success only comes, or achievement only comes, or fulfillment or peace or whatever only comes from achieving the destination, you're in lack the whole way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you know what Enneagram you are?
Sure.
So I'm a hardcore three, which is like, we need to have this sense of accomplishment all the time. We need to feel productive. We need to feel like we are checking things off our list and getting stuff done and always achieving. And so what you just said describes me perfectly, of where I sometimes feel like I'm not always fulfilled because I'm always in that achieve mode. And so that's something that's good for me to remember, is it's just like, take a breath at the end of the day and be like, wow, you did so much. Even if it was just keeping the children alive and maintaining your household for the day as a mom, like, wow, bravo, that is enough. And everybody's fed and the house is picked up and cleaned. And so that is, for me, that is what's fulfilling for me. And so I have to get out of the achievement side of that and get out of my head in that sense of like, oh, wow, I only did that, instead of like, wow, I did so much. And that at the end of the day, that is all I could ever want. And so I'm so grateful for that and so fulfilled. So I love that you said that.
Yeah. If I might even add, I wouldn't even wait to the end of the day. Like, I would do some sort of like physical anchor of like, yes, or like hands up in the air, happy dance in those moments.
Yeah.
And it's not even about like the things you checked off your list solely. It could be like, you know, you had a tough conversation with someone and you moved through it with ease, or your kids really ticked you off and you didn't lose it on them. And like, it could be like all of those. So I think even too, just hearing what you're saying and just to piggyback on it too, and I've understand this about myself and I feel like it would help you. It's like, it's not just about to-do list things.
Yeah.
It could be perspective shifts. It could be, damn, I didn't hit the snooze button extra time this morning. I got up right away. Or, hey, you know what? I needed to sleep in that extra 5 minutes and I honored myself today.
Yeah.
Like, that is fulfilling.
Yeah. And just having that mindset of just being positive of like, I did wake up and do what I needed to do, or I didn't yell at my kid whenever she went off on me, or I didn't have a mental breakdown up here, but nobody else saw it. Like, you mentally kept yourself very level-headed and sane for the day. Right. It's like, woo, that's a win.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like if you add that physical anchor in, it sends like endorphins to your brain and it lights up your brain being like, oh yeah, like that feels good. So like, the more you can incorporate your body into it, better.
Yeah, I love that. Awesome. Well, do you have anything else you want to add? And if you don't, just let us know where my listeners can connect with you at.
Yeah, so come check out the podcast. I'm so excited for you to listen to our episode that will be coming out soon. And just come and hang out on Instagram. That's my favorite place to hang out. And you'll see the link in my bio has links to all the things, all the beautiful ways that you can work with me or get a lot of free resources that I have there. So my handle is Cassandra Rosa A. So come check it out.
Okay. And we'll have her information in the show notes too for you guys to check out. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Debt-Free CEO podcast. Make sure you leave us a review and check us out on meganmendez.com. Connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at meganmendez_. In the meantime, happy budgeting. See you next time.